This week, supporters of campaign finance reform gathered enough signatures on a document known as a discharge petition to force a vote on the issue in the House of Representatives. The petition required the signatures of 218 members to succeed. Normally, lawmakers of the majority party are reluctant to support initiatives that usurp their leader's right to set the legislative agenda, but two Republican congressmen, Charles Bass of New Hampshire and Tom Petri of Wisconsin, did sign the petition. Congressman Petri joins us on the line from his office in the Capitol. Congressman Petri, you have a record of supporting campaign finance reform, so why did you wait until Thursday to sign the discharge petition?
Well, the discharge petition is an extreme step. It just seemed to me that we ought to give reasonable time for people to consider the situation and schedule the bill. Secondly, we had the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center and a shift of focus and a lot of things we had to deal with in any event. So it seemed to me appropriate to wait until the start of the second session of the Congress to get this on the agenda.
What about the collapse of Enron? Did that have anything to do with your decision?
Well, I think that made it, in my mind, inevitable that it would be dealt with. And it seemed to me that it's better to do it sooner rather than later in the year, because if a reform is put in place in the next few months, which is really realistically as quickly as it could be done, it will be too late for it to materially affect the 2002 fall election. So we're really talking about 2004. It makes sense to me to do this as far away from the partisanship of this fall's election as possible. So I think this should be done on as bipartisan a basis as possible, and that's easier a little further from the election.
The House leadership, do you think they'll be looking for ways to stop a vote on campaign finance reform from coming to the floor of the House?
No, I think they will. My own impression is that they would like to move it sooner rather than later as well. They will be looking for ways to the extent they can, to avoid disadvantaging Republican candidates for office and their chances in the election. But it seems to me that that's perfectly legitimate and that the Democratic leadership should be looking for ways to avoid disadvantaging Democratic candidates. And what should come out of this is a compromise or a final result that equally disadvantages them, so to speak, but improves the process.
Congressman Petri, I wonder if there is concern about a backlash in either direction, meaning possibly a backlash from your party leadership for supporting this vote, or do politicians fear the reaction of voters, a backlash from voters in this election year, if they don't go ahead with campaign finance reform?
Well, I think that there are a lot of factors that go into people's voting at election time, and this will be one of their concerns. Also, it seems to me that there's absolutely no reason on God's earth why the Republican Party should be on the defensive on this. The fact of the matter is that this is a process that grew and prospered while the Democratic Party was in the majority, and at that time, the money tends to go where the power is. They were receiving the majority of this. It goes to both parties. It's not ideological money, and hopefully we'll get the ball rolling for a bipartisan true improvement in the process.
Congressman Tom Petri, Republican of Wisconsin. Thank you, Congressman Petri.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.